KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 63, winds out of the south-southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, Iowa prison officials say a 30-year-old inmate who didn't return from his job has been listed as escaped from the state's Council Bluffs work release facility. Authorities say Matthew Ashby didn't return to the facility on Friday. He was transferred there on September 15th. Since June of 2010, Ashby has been serving a 20-year sentence out of Cass County for willful injury and child endangerment with serious injury. Authorities say two men from California have been arrested after nearly 400 pounds of marijuana was found in a recreational vehicle in Omaha. The Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said the men from Fontana, California, were taken into custody early Friday after a traffic stop on the city's south side. Authorities say a deputy's dog indicated the odor of drugs in the RV. 12 large boxes containing nearly 400 pounds of packaged marijuana was later discovered in various areas of the vehicle. A third man in the vehicle fled during the traffic stop, and authorities were unable to locate him. A California man will spend nearly 7 years in prison for a scheme involving fake debit and credit cards. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
49-year-old Stephen Thomas of Los Angeles led a group that included three other men who planned to use counterfeit credit and debit cards to withdraw money from casinos in the Midwest and then buy merchandise. The plot was discovered when a suspicious package turned up at a Des Moines hotel. Police found the fake credit and debit cards inside the box. They had stolen information encoded on them, but the names of Thomas and the three other men on the front. Thomas was already wanted on a federal warrant for escape at the time of his arrest. He was sentenced to 80 months in federal prison. I'm Dar Danielson.
About 1,200 school board members and superintendents from across Iowa, including those from Atlantic, will be attending the Iowa Association of School Boards State Convention next week. Luann Gavist is organizing the 70th annual meeting at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. Gavist says the three-day conference will feature several great keynote speakers.
One of the gentlemen that we have is a school superintendent from Georgia who's doing a lot of innovative things in their district of public schools. And then also we're excited that we have one of our own teachers from Iowa who was the National Teacher of the Year in 2010, and that's Sarah Brown Wessling. She'll be talking as well.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be speaking at the convention on Thursday about the state of education in Iowa. A workshop on school finances will be very helpful, according to Gavist, especially since the elections were held just a few weeks ago.
We're going to be welcoming a whole host of brand new school board members to our convention, and we can provide them with in-depth learning on topics such as that and also board superintendent relationships. But then we also offer many breakout sessions on a wide variety of topics.
The convention runs next Wednesday through Friday. You can learn more about the Iowa Association of School Boards meeting at their website at www.ia-sb.org. Well, the Cass County Health System invites the public to attend Healthy You next Thursday, November 19th at noon, to learn about diabetes and your holiday plate. Diabetes and your holiday plate will be presented by Barb Peterson, RN and certified diabetes educator, and Emily Kringle, registered and licensed dietitian. A variety of material will be covered to help people prepare to make healthy choices during the holidays. The session will be held at noon next Thursday in conference room number 2 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Healthy You is a free educational series offered by the Cass County Health System that focuses on a different health topic each month. Attendees receive a healthy sack lunch in addition to an educational program presented by medical professionals. November is American Diabetes Month. It's a time to call attention to this serious health condition that affects so many people. In 2012, 29.1 million Americans had diabetes, and about 86 million Americans over the age of 20 had prediabetes. That's a condition in which blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but not yet high enough for a diagnosis of diabetes. If you'd like more information or make a reservation for Healthy You, call 712-243-7479. Well, gas prices dropped a few pennies a gallon over the last week. Iowa Department of Natural Resources fuels analyst Harold Homas says he's seen the drop in and around the state's capital.
Most here in the metro are on that 214 mark. State average would be a little bit higher than that, but there are also certainly points in Iowa that are regionally that are somewhat under that 214 mark. So That's a pretty good competitive price now for fuels.
The statewide average is $2.30 a gallon. Holmes said good supplies have pushed down the wholesale terminal price of gas, and that's led to a drop in the retail cost.
We've got a $1.30 rack or terminal price in most points throughout Iowa, $1.30, $1.31, and so that makes it a falling market. We started off the week about $1.48 at the rack, so we've taken 18 cents down. I look for retail to fall a little bit further yet.
There are 47.5 cents of taxes added to the rack price of gasoline, so that would put the cost at around $1.47 a gallon, leaving retailers with some 80 cents in profit depending on the rack price. Summer holidays can make gas prices go up with increased demand, but Holmes says the Thanksgiving holiday isn't expected to see an increase.
It can lend to some temporary boosts, but the last few years, frankly, I haven't seen that.
And Holmes says he doesn't see any big moves up in gas prices through the rest of this year.
I think that we're going to see pretty favorable prices similar to what we have right now for the next couple weeks. If anything, I think we may even see modest retreating from current levels, and we're probably going to get a little closer to that $2 mark in the next week or 10 days.
The average price of a gallon of unleaded gasoline 1 year ago this week was $2.93. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Albert Ty Joseph Frederick, age 91, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Ty Frederick will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vernon J. Sanbothy, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Vernon Sanbothy will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Joan Jo Maxine Miller, age 84, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Celebration of life services for Jo Miller will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jan R. Tyson, age 49, of Johnston and formerly of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Jan Tyson will be held at noon today at the McLaren's Rest Haven Chapel in West Des Moines. William P. Oliver, age 64, of Adair, died October 21st at his home. Memorial services for William Oliver will be today at 2 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Delmer Glenn Gustafson, age 67, of Adair, died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Delmer Gustafson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Monica Agatha Tunick, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A funeral mass for Monica Tunick will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. The Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Velma Burl Lemke Dorsheimer, age 86, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A memorial service for Velma Dorsheimer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Beulah Eblen, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Beulah Eblen are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Rose Marie Ann Storm, age 57, of Audubon, died Wednesday. In accordance with her wishes, cremation has taken place and private family services have taken place, with no other services planned for Rosemary Storm at this time. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon assisted the family with the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.